The U.S. and Canada are working out key parts of the Columbia River Treaty. The important agreement details flood risk management along the mighty Columbia, along with other operations. Correspondent Courtney Flatt explains.
For 60 years, the U.S. paid Canada to store a specific amount of water in Canadian reservoirs to help protect people downriver. Now, the two governments are updating the treaty terms. A big part of that includes flood risk management. Water managers say the U.S. will have less storage in Canada, but they will be able to call in real time if more is needed. Steve Barton is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
To maintain similar levels of flood risk, U.S. reservoirs may need to make up some of the lost storage from Canada in some years.
Barton says Grand Coulee Dam could sometimes see deeper and longer water drawdowns for a few weeks at a time. Storage changes could make it more expensive for tugboats to navigate upstream. They could expose archaeological sites when waters are lower and could affect the timing of pumped irrigation. I'm Courtney Flatt.